podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall.
Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
A time I thought you were good to me. Good form. stable genius. And so I helped you dig the hole. And then I finally realized that hole was my grave. So now I'm clawing my way. I'm fighting for my life. What do I have to lose? Free from the strife. Walk a mile in my shoes, yeah.
it's Bill. Right. Yeah, right. Pennsylvania right. Rock Show featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM. FM. Let me try that again. St. Louis, Missouri. AltRockRadio.ca up in the Toronto, Canada area. RootRootRadio.com over on the west coast of the United States. BuildASCene.com, right where I'm sitting currently. And across the pond at XRPRadio.co.uk. This is episode number 532. With me tonight are members of the band Modern Fossils. What's up, guys?
Hey. How you doing, Bill?
How are you?
I'm good. Danielle, are you with us?
Pleasure to be here.
Yep.
Danielle's right. been popping in and out.
In and out. Like I usually do.
So anyway, for those of you that are tuning in for the first time, this show started on September 14th, 2004. So we're working on 16 years of local unsigned music. And my questions are crazy. So sit back and get ready for that.
All right.
Okay, guys. So I'm going to give you one of the easiest questions of the night. At least it should be. And it's the most cliche one. It's one you would expect to be asked on the show about music. And that's, where did your band name come from?
Well, half of us are younger and half of us are a bit older. So Modern and Fossils in the band. So
the youngest one. You can guess who's older and who's younger.
Right. Brandon's the old one, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Well, how about... introduce yourselves. Danielle, go first while you're here.
Okay. Danielle Yellow, and I am Uncle Larry's niece.
And what do you do in the band?
So I play the keyboards, and I sing some vocal. I started mainly, like, oboe was my instrument in high school. I played oboe for a number of years, so that's been my main instrument. And then started with Modern Fossils. We started in 2018. So before that, we did a band called Army of Optimism. Yeah, but I'm a keyboard player, some vocal.
She's our keyboard extraordinaire and vocalist.
Did you get that part?
I'm Brendan. I'm the lead guitar player of Modern Fossils. I have tried doing background vocals, but didn't work out. Just the lead guitar player.
Much more than that.
Much more than that, huh?
Yeah.
What else? I went to high school. I went to a performing arts school for guitar and music. That's all I can show off right now.
All right. Bill Munns. I play mainly bass and some guitar on a few songs. When Larry doesn't have to sing. I've been playing in local bands for 30 years, I guess. Me and Larry have known each other for about that long. Kind of came up in the same scene in the Pittsburgh area. Just trying to make some music and have some fun. They don't let me sing at all, so I'm not going to throw that in there.
Yeah, I've tried to.
I sang once. I thought I could. They never gave me a mic after that.
Okay, Larry, I think that leaves you, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I jump around from bass to guitar, do a lot of singing, and just riff away, man. You know. Keep the songs moving.
We're kind of in the middle of a pandemic, so this question is kind of fitting. If there was a catastrophic event that erased almost all the humans off the earth, and there was a handful of people left, and one song from every band survives, which Modern Fossil song should survive and help with the repopulation of Earth? Yeah, and yes, I worded it that way on purpose. But remember what I said about the FM station.
Let's go with Island of the Impaired.
I think that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
That would be. Yeah.
Island of the Impaired or Fight the Good Fight, for the comeback. You know,
I was gonna go with Fight. Yeah, That's how I was going to go with Fight the Good Fight, just for the inspirational.
Yeah.
Or if it's a zombie apocalypse, we can go Ripping Flesh. Yeah, you know, just for feeding frenzy. For the feeding frenzy. Yeah.
So you have a couple options then.
Yeah, just depending how it turns out there.
Depends on the mood.
Yeah.
What I want to know about is an embarrassing moment that you guys each had on stage, except I don't want you to tell me about one of your moments. I want you to tell me about a moment that someone else in the band had that they may not realize was embarrassing.
We've only done a couple shows, so we really haven't had the time to do it. But my favorite was one of my old drummers, man. I turned around and he was just like looking kind of odd, and here he is vomiting in his mouth, and he didn't want to do it on stage, so he waited till the end of the song and ran off stage and got rid of it in a bucket. That was pretty good. Yeah.
If it doesn't work with Modern Fossils, you can tell me a story from another band like Larry just did. If anybody wants to jump in.
I have a lot of those, but Modern Fossils. The only thing I can think of, the one show when Brendan's guitar cut out during like the main guitar solo part of the song. There's a lot of confusion for it. Plus, our drummer screwed up the beginning of it, and it was probably our worst show ever. We only played three, and two of them were good. That was the one that wasn't. But that's the one everybody seems to remember.
We opened up for Last
in Line. But Larry did put a cigarette.
Yeah, we opened up for Last in Line at Juggles. It was a really good show, and Danielle, who's kind of on and off. She kind of got thrown out of the green room for, conduct unbecoming a nightclub. I don't want to get into it too far. She's laughing. She knows what I mean. Her and her boyfriend were in there and kind of got caught.
I wasn't going to freak that up.
Her and her boyfriend were in there and kind of got caught, in the middle of something. So
she can't even defend herself.
That was a rock star moment. That was not embarrassing to her, but, you know. We thought it was pretty good. Yeah,
we were kind of proud of her.
If you were headlining a worldwide tour, what bands from the Pittsburgh scene would you take with you to open?
The Cheats. Hello?
What was that?
I have no idea.
That was a Cheats intro music.
Because he said the Cheats. I thought we won a prize.
So Todd Porter.
Yeah, I grabbed Todd, man. He's my buddy for a long time, man. So yeah.
Any other bands you can think of?
Venus and Furs, I like.
Weird Paul. Probably.
Weird Paul would definitely be a good time.
Weird Paul would be my choice, yeah.
There's so many good,
If you could open for any band in the history of music, so you can go bands that are current or bands that are no longer alive, what band would you want to open for and why?
Black Sabbath, because they're Black Sabbath. What more do you need to?
Who would be singing in Black Sabbath?
Oh, Ozzy, of course.
I can go with Dio. To be honest with you, I'd be happy if it was Tony Martin, Ian Gillan, Ray Gillan. Oh, he's dead. Well, you said dead.
I'd go for like Sabbath or Deep Purple.
Yeah, the ultimate would be Ozzy.
Deep Purple would be good too. I'd like to go with that, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Any modern bands?
That was the Fossils perspective. We get the
modern. Modern bands, I got an unheard of one. You probably never heard of him. Hamill on Trial. I really like him, man. He's out of Syracuse, New York, and Austin. But he's like one of my favorites. He's good. He's really good.
If you could sit down on a bench and pick one musician again from the history of the world to have a conversation with, but you're only allowed to ask that musician one question. Who would you sit with and what would you ask them?
Be Lemmy.
Would you pull up a seat next to him at the bar?
Sure.
What would you ask him, Larry?
I'd be like, hey, you want to do another line? It actually happened in real life, so I can, you know, do it again. You know, pick one, Brendan.
I know. I'm thinking.
Billy Munns, what would you ask Zappa?
Hey, I
guess he'd be one for you.
Yeah. I don't know. That's the thing. I know who I'd want to talk to. I just don't know what I would ask. There's so many questions. But yeah, it would be Frank Zappa. It'd be an interesting conversation, that's for sure. But, I mean, that's the thing. With Zappa, you never really know. It could go any way. You never know where it's going
to
go.
I would honestly probably have to pick Dio.
Hey, what would you ask Dio?
I don't even know. I just want to talk to him.
Well, he's about your height. He was about your height.
Yeah,
so
really.
It would be a good conversation. Danielle would pick Joan Jett or Alanis Morissette. I know that. I don't know what the hell she'd ask him. But
if I was flipping through a social studies book, I used to teach social studies.
Oh, shit.
I was flipping through a social studies book, and I found
I won't hold that against you.
and I found a picture of you guys in the book. What would that section be about?
Coffee.
Probably.
Did you say coffee?
Yeah. A lot of coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee or Guinness? Yeah, one of the two. Yeah.
Now you have to tell me why.
Coffee during practice is always, I don't know. It just keeps us going, man.
Yeah. We always took coffee breaks. We always have coffee.
And Guinness is, you know, it's Guinness is good. Oh, my God. Do we have Danielle back?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, there she is.
Oh, my gosh.
Ask me a question.
Hey.
Danielle, if you could. What's the question?
No,
start over. No. If you could sit on a bench for an hour and talk to any musician, who would you speak with and what would be the one question that you would ask them?
Okay. I would say probably Joan Jett would be one of them.
I know it.
David from Disturbed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What would be your question?
Oh, God. That's a good question. I'd probably like, How do they keep being, you know, kick ass? Like, how do they keep going and doing what they're doing? And
coffee and Guinness.
Coffee. Yeah.
I find myself getting stuck in holes, like black holes on YouTube a lot. And no matter what I watch, I end up watching videos of the Foo Fighters eventually bringing people up on stage and letting them play.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those.
And I feel like for a musician, that would probably be a highlight, especially if they were fans of the Foo Fighters. So my question for you is, if you were being pulled up on stage, who would be your Dave Grohl? So who would be on stage that you would want to play with?
Joan Jett.
Probably Avenged Sevenfold for me.
Oh, Robin Trower.
Ah, that's interesting.
Robin Trower would be cool. Yeah. Just to lay back.
So I'd like to go up like maybe the Ramones. Cool. I'm thinking the Ramones or something nice and easy. So I don't have to like really think about playing too much and just bash it out.
Or old school Michael Schenker. Like some old UFO. That'd be cool too. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna ask you one more question before we talk about your song. If you were on tour and I was following you around, so I was in the buses or van or however you're gonna do it with you. What would the soundtrack to our trip be? So what bands would we be listening to in between stops?
Danielle, again, since you were gone.
Oh, are you putting me on the spot now?
Yeah, I don't even know. Okay. I don't even know.
Like, wait, soundtrack, if we were on a tour bus? Is that what
you're talking about? Right. So what bands would we be listening to?
That would vary between the modern and the fossils, right?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, I like the Avenged Sevenfold, they're pretty cool. I like Bad Flower. What do we all like the same? I don't know. I think we could agree on Black Sabbath.
Motorhead.
The Alice in Chains.
Yeah, Alice in Chains would be cool.
Yeah.
Black Sabbath.
I guess depends on who's driving and how fast we need to get there. If we're in a hurry and I'm driving, you know, put on some Motorhead or some Violence or some Discharge, you know, something like that, and I'll get you there fast and stay awake most of the time.
Is there a song about coffee?
There will be now.
Black Coffee by Black Flag.
Okay.
Death Clock is a song about coffee, too.
Yeah. UFO is a song about coffee, too.
How about like bad drummers? Like crazy drummers. I don't know.
every drummer is crazy.
Drummers that smell like onions.
I don't even want to know.
Nah.
All right, so what we're going to do next is we're going to go ahead and let you tell me about Incredible Edibles. And I have a feeling I know what it's about, but and then we'll play it and we'll come back with for a few more questions. But I also need to pair it with another band. And like normal, I didn't do my homework because I was doing something else. Coincidentally, I was doing lesson plans and creating homework, so I didn't get my homework done. But I feel like I'm just going to surprise them, I think. I don't know what the second song will be that we play, but we are going to play Incredible Edibles by Modern Fossils right after they tell us about it. So here's that Modern and Fossils thing again. So this is kind of like VH1. I'm completely blanking now. The one storytellers where they tell you about the song. So, you know, that was when MTV and VH1 actually played videos.
Incredible Edibles, I think, is it's just a story about eating or digesting anything that'll change your
state of mind.
Yeah, and then just sometimes you got to ride it through, and it could be frightening, and sometimes you ride it through, and it could be very enlightening. So it's, about an adventure.
Yeah, basically.
To keep it PG, I guess, yeah. Either frightening or enlightening, depending on your, your mental state and who you're with.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to take a moment. We're going to listen to Incredible Edibles by Modern Fossils, and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
down. As I drove around, thought of all the hell I put you through. We were in the sun and it sank below, waiting on the beach for a fireworks show. Glitter in the sky, reflected from your eyes. Baby blues, they were. I didn't see the light. Baby blues, so damn bad tonight without you. Wake up cold, I'm on my own, in a twilight zone. Thought of all the hurt I put on you. We were in a cloud when the day would dawn, coming to the end of a marathon. Gentle daybreak chimes, your morning eyes would shine. Baby blues, they were. I didn't see the light. Baby blues, got them. So damn bad tonight. From the mud there came my lotus. Too late for you to notice. Wrong to play the part with the coward's heart. Thought of all the truth in your tattoo. We were drunk on love when you got that rose, hidden safe and sound underneath your clothes. It's a mystery, why I set you free. Baby blues, they were. I didn't see the light. Baby blues, so damn bad tonight without you. Without you. Without you.
Okay, that was Baby Blues by John Vento. Right before that, we heard the song Credible Edibles by Modern Fossils, who are with me tonight. You can see them hanging out here in the video if you're watching the video. Do you guys have any shows coming up? And I know that's such a hard question to ask right now.
Not yet.
Just writing new material. We got a new video coming up for a new song called What Are You Dreaming About? And it should be out, I don't know, I got probably another week or two editing, and then we'll have it out on YouTube and Facebook and all that stuff.
If you get it done before the 11th, we'll put it right in the show notes.
Yeah, because Brendan does a killer lead on it, man.
Thank you.
It's pretty fun, man. It's a good tune.
If someone was trying to get a hold of you to add you to most likely an outdoor show right now, how would they do that?
Probably just on a Facebook page. We respond pretty quick on there, man.
And that's facebook.com/modernfossilsPGH.
Yeah.
Watching the video, it's below us. If not, it'll be linked all over the show notes.
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to do an outdoor show coming up, but, you know, depending on the safety factor, you know, just playing it safe like everybody else.
Besides not having shows, how else has the pandemic affected you guys?
Just write new material. I mean,
well, we were in like a transition anyway because we were looking for a drummer. So
for a drummer,
yeah. So I don't know, kind of affected, but not. We were in transition anyway with that part.
Did you find a drummer, or are you still looking?
I think we may have one. Yeah. He came over and played the other day, and he did really well. So it was nice, yeah. It's an old friend of mine, so we'll see how it goes. Hopefully he'll stick.
I think in a way, some of the pandemic is what kind of made the music come out. I don't know if the CD would have came out the way it did. I know Larry had some time to put things together and even put out his own CD of his own stuff. And
yeah.
So, I mean, a lot more music's come out just because of the ability to have time.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, good,
sorry.
More going on. Like, given the chance to work on the marketing, or the, you know, Larry's done most of that, you know, with the videos and with putting together the songs, the CDs, all of that work. So that probably would have been difficult if it wasn't for the pandemic, to look at the good side of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a lot of extra time, so it was nice, you know, you could just sit around and mix and mix again and mix again. And, just keep going. And finally, you just say, that's it, and go with it, you know. And got to get the CD out, and it was cool, man. It's nice. First chapter in the band or whatever.
Cool.
Yeah.
What is something that your fans would be surprised to know about each of you? Other than the Jurgles thing.
Oh, God.
That's not surprising anymore.
Should I? Okay. So I'm here. I'll talk. We surprised that it's not really surprising that I'm like shy, but I can yell, you know, when I sing my vocals, I can yell. When I have a microphone, I'm loud. When I don't, I'm not. And that I played the oboe. That's really. I don't know. Is there anything else? I have 2 master's degrees. You wouldn't know that, but yeah.
I played the clarinet for like 4 years. There's that.
All the weird stuff that I do is kind of out there. I don't know if there's anything really secret. No. I like the band Jackal. I don't like people know that, but and I listen to Oasis. People might be surprised by that. Pretty much that's all I'm embarrassed about.
Nothing for me. It's pretty much everybody knows. I am what I am. Yeah.
If I were to take one of your songs and play it backwards, what would we hear?
Larry, do you ever sleep? Larry, do you ever sleep?
Really?
Drink more coffee. More coffee.
Say Danielle is a motocross rider. Brendan is a wrestler.
All right, we'll go with 2 more questions. What is something that you absolutely...
I would get started now.
What is something that you absolutely love about the music scene and something that you hate about it?
Like that it's always something new.
Who wants to go first?
Yeah, right.
Danielle, of course.
Okay. Yeah, that it's always something new that's, you know, out there, that there's always something that can bring about more creativity and new outlooks, and I like that part of the music. What I don't like about it? I don't know, there's not too much, really. I can't even think of something I don't like about it. Maybe just that it's hard to get people to... Well, you know what, I think because it's hard to get people to listen. You know, you put your stuff out, and it's like, just give it a listen, and takes a couple minutes and they just don't do it, you know?
Yeah, the support thing is kind of tough sometimes.
Yeah.
With local music.
Yeah. A lot of bands say, you know, support local music when they're promoting their own thing, but they're not actually going out there and supporting local music.
Yeah.
And I know, I mean, most of us try to get out to see local bands, you know, as we can. We can't do it as much as we'd like to, but.
Okay, so we went to see Angry.
Yeah, we tried four bands.
There's that delay coming into play.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Anger Box is an example is that we were on the hometown show. It was a local radio show, and we liked Anger Box. So my boyfriend and I went to see them and drove 2 hours, and we found out when we got there they canceled because of the rain.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's an answer. We tried to support them.
As long as they're in tune and on time, you know, it's all you got to do. And it's everything's good.
We support a lot of local bands. Brendan and me have been out, you know, Venus and Furs, Gene the Werewolf, Chipping the Charge Ups. We've tried to, and we're friends with these people too. So it's nice to actually, you know, they're people that we're on the same wavelength with, and we respect them. And I feel, you know, we get respect back from some of them too. So it's nice to have, you know, some friends in the scene. But that's some of the problem too, is there's some of that, like the cliques where certain bands only play with certain other bands. And if you don't fit in with that specific clique, we play with anybody anywhere. We don't care.
Oh yeah. No, the show's a show to me.
Okay. Last question. If your band was actually secretively a group of superheroes, what superpowers would each of you have?
Probably being able to break a microphone.
There has to be a story behind that.
She unplugs a lot of mics by accident. I don't know. She gets all rage. She gets into a rage and just, who knows, you know, the alter ego just comes out and is pretty destructive. Brennan, what's your superpower?
I don't even know. Being able to record leads twice.
Because of engineer failure. Yeah. Billy Munns, what's your superpower?
I just like to have the ability to get more hours in the day to actually accomplish things. Have more time to practice, more time to learn, more time to record, more time to do all the things. Plus, you know, normal every day, you know, work, family, and stuff like that. It'd be nice to just add a few more hours onto each day.
I think my superpower is understanding what my dog is saying to me. I can understand what he's saying, you know what I mean? It's a secret language. He just, you know, he tells me everything, you know, when I should play guitar, when I should just, you know, give him treats or, yeah, you know.
Hey, guys, I want to thank you for being on episode number 532.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Setting Well, you have to believe when I say it will get better.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.